For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. Two individuals are facing murder charges in the killings of four people, including two children, in the upstate New York community of Troy. 24-year-old Justin Mann and 38-year-old James White, both of nearby Schenectady, were each charged Saturday in the deaths of two children and two adults in Troy's Lansingburg neighborhood. The men were arrested at 627 Hamilton Street in Schenectady around 10 p.m. Friday without incident, according to authorities. The bodies of 5-year-old Shanice Myers, 11-year-old Jeremiah Myers, their 36-year-old mother Shanta Myers, and her partner, 22-year-old Brandy Mells, were found the day after Christmas in their home at 158 2nd Avenue in Troy. At a press conference after the arraignment in Troy Saturday morning, Troy Police Chief John Tedesco revealed that the victims were killed on December 21st. Tedesco gave no motive and did not detail how the victims were killed.
The investigation is continuing. We feel confident at this point that there will be no further arrests, but it's certainly open as we continue.
According to details of the investigation shared with the Albany Times-Union, police officers discovered the victims with their hands and ankles bound and appeared to have had their throats cut. Chief Tedesco says both defendants have criminal records and Mann is on parole. Mann and White are facing four counts each of murder in the second degree and one count each of murder in the first degree. Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelove says murder in the first degree carries a maximum penalty of life in prison without the possibility of parole.
Those of you who are in court heard me place on the record with both of the defendant's attorneys notices of our intent to present the matter to a grand jury. I'm not able to talk about that or when that might take place, but that was placed on the record as well.
Chief Tedesco said that one of the defendants knew one of the victims but did not give further details. Tedesco said a comprehensive investigation centering on what he called technological devices led authorities to Mann and White. New York State Police Major Robert Patenode said the Computer Crimes Unit of the State Police were involved in the investigation.
Right, we're not going to get into the evidence we collected, but there are a lot of street cameras in all the cities and on private residents that do help us in a lot of investigations.
Major Patenode expressed confidence that authorities have the right people and that the evidence will improve prosecution.
Our forensics unit was at the house for a couple days. Now they're at the house in Schenectady doing that scene. They're very thorough. They won't miss anything. So we're confident we will get great evidence from their work.
District Attorney Joel Abelove expressed condolences for the victims' families.
They have suffered an unspeakable loss, something that they are trying to get their heads around, as is most of the public who's heard about this around the country and around the world.
Mann and White are being held at the Rensselaer County Jail. Hearings for both are set for January 4th. Reporting for WAMC, I'm Jim Lavoulis.